The National Guard Show.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air.
Across the air, America, we bring you a quarter hour and a half of your National Guard. 15 minutes of sparkling melody by Mindy Carson, the sweetheart of the National Guard. Music by Andrew Akers and his orchestra. And yours truly, Bill Stern, with more dramatic thrills from my spotlight on sports. And here's the star of our show, Mindy Carson.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say.
That was Mindy Carson singing It's a Lovely Day Today, and I might add, sounding as though she really meant it.
I did mean it, Bill. No matter what the weather is, when you can sing for a bunch of fellows like the men in the National Guard, it's a lovely day.
You really mean that, don't you?
Oh, you're darn tootin' I mean it. I think it takes a lot of spunk to admit that ships are down and do something about it.
That's it exactly, Mindy, and thousands of young men are showing that spunk by joining up with their hometown Army and Air National Guard units. They're helping to build America's might at a time when it needs strength the most. They know that now is the time to keep their guard up. Young men between 17 and 34, go to your local armory and sign up with your own National Guard outfit. Meet your old friends in your local guard unit and serve with officers and non-coms who are your neighbors. In the guard, you get real training during a few hours a week from experienced veterans who know their stuff. Be ready to do a job for your country when the chips go down. Yeah, be a citizen soldier, a proud member of the oldest military organization in America. And remember, you'll be in an outfit of your choice, training and serving with your friends. At the end of this program, listen for the address of the National Guard headquarters in your area. Join the Army or Air National Guard and keep your guard up. Mindy, did you ever reach any decision as to whether your listeners preferred sweet or swing music in this show?
Yes, Bill. After all the cards and letters were in, the final tabulation showed a definite majority favored swing. About 60% favored music with a lilt. The remaining 40%, the conservatives, you might say, voted for sweet.
Well, on that basis, I suppose we better keep our present format. Two swings and one sweet.
Looks like that's the bestest for the mostest.
I guess that just about winds up our own little coast-to-coast survey on who likes what. That is, with one exception. You know, it's a great compliment to you, Mindy, to remember what so many of the letters said. They said that any song is all right as long as Mindy Carson sings it. And with that, I agree 100%.
Oh, thank you, Bill. And thanks to all the people who wrote to me. I consider myself very lucky to have such a wonderful audience.
Perhaps it's only a coincidence, but Mindy Carson will now sing Lucky, Lucky, Lucky Me.
Lucky, lucky, lucky me. I'm a lucky son of a gun. I work 8 hours, I sleep 8 hours, at least 8 hours for fun. Lucky, lucky, lucky me. Even though I haven't a dime, I laugh and play in a carefree way, and I have a heck of a time. I smile at the sun, and when daylight is done, every evening is loaded with charm. I wish on the moon, and I whistle a tune, and I wink at the boy in my arms. Lucky, lucky, lucky me. You can kiss your worries goodbye. Through life, just chuckling, lady luck will make you as lucky as I. Lucky, lucky, lucky me. Even though I haven't done, I laugh and play in a game. every way. Have a heck of a time. I smile at the sun, and when daylight is done, every evening is loaded with charm. I wish on the moon, and I whistle too, and I wink at the boy in my arms. Lucky, lucky, lucky me, you can kiss your worries goodbye. Through life, just chuckle, and Lady Luck will make you just as lucky as I.
And now, time out for Bill Stern and his Spotlight on Sports.
There have been baseball games which have been exciting from the first pitch to the final out. Football games which had the crowd cheering from the opening kickoff to the last tackle. Boxing matches which were filled with action from the starting gong to the final punch. But sometime one particular incident in a game stands out so vividly that you can forget everything else in the game. Well, I'd like to tell you about an incident like that, a story about a single shot in a basketball game. The date? It was March the 15th, 1946. The place? Madison Square Garden, New York City. The scene? The annual invitation basketball tournament was just starting, and the first two teams had already taken the court. The strong Bowling Green team from Ohio was meeting a lightly regarded Rhode Island State Five. Heading the impressive squad was the towering center, Don Otten, who lacked a half an inch of being 7 feet tall. The game started off according to the forecast. Big Otten was all over the court, sweeping the ball off both backboards and tapping in rebounds with hardly a challenge. And then the crowd began to notice a comparatively small member of the Rhode Island State Five. He was smart, he was shifty. He could dribble, he could pass. Time after time, he controlled the play until a teammate would get loose and down a lightning-like pass, a shot, and Rhode Island State had scored. His name? Ernie Calverley. He was the spark plug that his team needed. Thus it was that Little Rhode Island State pulled up even with Bowling Green and then matched them basket for basket. Finally, with little more than 3 minutes left to play, Bowling Green was dealt a crushing blow. Don Otten was forced to leave the game on personal fouls. Bowling Green led at that time 68-66, and Don Otten had scored 31 of his team's points. The suspense mounted as the seconds ticked off. First one team, then the other would score. Now there were only 2 minutes left. Now 1 minute. And the hand of the timer's clock made its final turn of the dial. The crowd was in an uproar, and Bowling Green still led by 2 points. Rhode Island State had the ball out of bounds at midcourt, but the clock now showed only seconds remaining to play. Hardly time enough to throw the ball, much less score a basket. But little Ernie Calverley had brought his team this close to victory. He wasn't going to quit now. He stepped some 10 feet back of the center line, 55 feet away from the basket, and he called for the ball. It was passed in. Calverley caught it, and with the same motion turned toward the basket and sent up an unbelievable shot. The crowd hushed in anticipation. The players watched the leather arching up through the air. The timer had his finger on the buzzer, ready to end the game, and suddenly, Madison Square Garden was in an uproar. As if controlled by a magnet, the ball bounced against the backboard, swished through the net just as the buzzer sounded, ending the game. Ernie Calverley had made the longest shot ever seen in Madison Square Garden, and Rhode Island State had tied the score. What happened after that could only be an anticlimax. But it's in the record books that Rhode Island State won the game in overtime and then went on to reach the final round in the tournament. But in the memory of basketball fans like myself who relive past events, the spotlight still shines on little Ernie Calverley, who tied the score just as the final buzzer was sounding with the most sensational shot in the history of basketball.
Say, that was some story. What was his name? Calverley?
That's right, Ernest Calverley.
We can really take a lesson from that kid. When the time comes for decisions, don't beat around the bush. Be sure you're right, then go ahead.
You're right, Mindy. We know that now is a time for decisions. Decisions that affect the future of our nation and that especially affect the future of young men. If you are 17 or over, a decision to join your local National Guard outfit now is one of the soundest decisions that you can make. Your hometown guard unit will give you the training, the conditioning, and the equipment to make you and your nation secure. You become eligible for promotion, too, in your National Guard. You can attend special schools, even have the opportunity to wear officer's bars. Yes, America's citizen soldiers are mighty important people in your community. So meet the guardsmen in your hometown unit, your own friends and your own neighbors. You'll find out how to turn a few hours every week into important patriotic service that benefits you all the way down the line. Keep listening for the address of your nearest guard unit at the end of this show. Join the Army or Air National Guard and keep your guard up.
Do you believe that dreams sometimes come true? I do. Once I dreamed that I was a peasant girl out gathering wood one day, when a handsome knight came by just in time to save me from a terrible dragon. And the handsome knight had just asked me to accompany him to the dance at the palace when Mother waked me and sent me off to school. And it all came true. That very day, just as that awful Tompkins boy was making fun of me, Bob came over and asked me to go to the dance with him. It wasn't the palace. It was the high school gym. But dreams do come true. Don't you think so?
Next week, same time, same station, for another National Guard show starring the sweetheart of the National Guard, Mindy Carson.
And featuring another spotlight on sports by America's favorite sportsman, Bill Stern. Until then, this is Mindy Carson saying so long for now.
And this is Bill Stern reminding you,
the National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you.
Now here's your announcer with the address of the National Guard headquarters in this area.